opposed to some of those nominees. Reid said, "We sent President George Bush, Vice President Dick Cheney, and the radical right of the Republican Party an undeniable message. The abuse of power will not be tolerated." Republican leader Bill Frist said he'll monitor the deal, but he regrets that all the nominees will not be guaranteed a vote. And Frist said, as a result, all the options will still be on the table. Former FBI agent Colleen Rowley may be running for Congress. The former FBI whistleblower who urged the FBI to investigate terrorism suspect Zacharias Moussaoui in the weeks before September 11th, considering a race for Congress from Minnesota. Colleen Rowley says she will make a decision early next month on whether to run as a Democrat against incumbent Republican John Klein in the election next year. Rowley retired from the FBI last year. She says she's spoken to some people to get their input about running, although she says she was put off by some who were suggesting she needs a beauty makeover. Rowley was named one of Time Magazine's People of the Year for 2002 after she criticized the FBI for ignoring the police to investigate Moussaoui more aggressively. Rowley said she'll run as an independent-minded Democrat focusing on issues such as international security and civil liberties. A Pennsylvania man in custody in Houston accused of trying to build a bomb and sell it to somebody he thought was with Al-Qaeda. The buyer was actually a federal agent. He was in court today. He could face up to 15 years in prison. Months after the bitterly contested governor race in Washington state, there's going to be a trial over the results. Republican Dino Rossi challenging Democratic Governor Christine Gregoire in her victory in the closest statewide election in national history. Rossi is charging widespread problems, including illegal votes. Rossi won the first count in a machine recount, but the Democratic stronghold of Seattle pushed Gregoire to a 129-vote victory in a hand recount. Whoever loses will likely appeal to the state Supreme Court, which will make the final decision. This is Air America Radio News.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. How do you tell if an air purifier is worth what you paid for it? Well, place a balloon over it. If the balloon flies up in the air, like it does with an Orrick air purifier, that's pure fresh air pushing it. But if it falls to the floor, there's virtually no air movement. Try my Orrick air purifier free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. Remember, if the balloon doesn't fly, I wouldn't buy.
Looking for great tires and a great deal? Stop in now through June 4th while all Goodyear Eagles are on sale. Plus, buy four selected Goodyear tires and get up to a $60 mail-in rebate. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR or visit a participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. And be sure to check out the latest innovation for SUVs and light trucks, the new Forterra featuring silent armor technology. Goodyear, the official tire supplier of NASCAR. Stop in and get your Goodyears today. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing Incorporated.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't believe George W. Bush would be coming to the
country. That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero.
Brum, brum, brum.
Make a turn for the better.
Brum, brum, brum.
Head driving to Valero. For all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Randy Rhodes.
Leave the country if you hate it so much. Just leave.
No, you see, your philosophy is just like an errant parent. It's like if your kid gives you a problem, your solution is, oh, well, if you don't like your kid, leave. There are plenty of days I don't like my kid. You know what I do? I spend all my time making that kid a better kid. And that's your problem. Your problem is when it gets difficult, you want to run away. Did you hang up on me? Yeah, you did. You're a coward.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
This is a significant victory for our country, for our democracy, and for every American. Checks and balances have been protected.
Oh, really? Good evening, truth seekers. I'm Malloy here on Air America Radio. 7 past the hour. That was Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid. We will have his full statement a little bit later in the program. As you know, tonight there was an end to the debate as to whether or not to use the so-called nuclear option in the United States Senate tomorrow. Now, this story is brand new, so we have the statement thanks to BuzzFlash. BuzzFlash.com has the PDF file of the Memorandum of Understanding on Judicial Nominations that these 14 senators signed. And it's fairly clear and to the point. We also have several statements tonight from people who were involved in this so-called negotiation. Also, some whiny-ass tub-thumping by Senator Frist, which I don't quite understand, but we'll get to all that. We have, in addition to the late-breaking Senate filibuster news, we've got Bush talking today about Afghan prison abuse and honeydew melons. We have Howard Dean on Meet the Oppressed yesterday. Actually, I want you to listen when we get to Howard Dean and Tim Russert, because we've done something a little bit different with those sound bites tonight, and we did it differently for a specific reason. I want you to hear it. And let's see what else. All right, let's start with the Senate news and whether or not it feels like a victory. Now, before we get into it, I got a couple of emails like very quickly after the press started carrying this, and the story from CNN, Associated Press, MSNBC, Washington Post, and New York Times is all pretty much the same. So I would much rather get input from listeners to this program, because I found in the long run that while you all don't own newspapers, most of you are smarter than or equally as smart as or well-read or well-informed and more able to voice your opinions than some of these newspaper writers. First one is from Darren in North Carolina. He said, here are some thoughts I have after listening to Lindsey Graham on Hardball. Now, Senator Graham was one of the signatories. Darren writes, Graham seemed a little too happy when he summarized the deal as this, quote, the Democrats reserve the right to filibuster, yet Republicans retain the right to change the rules if they choose to do so. Darren writes, now, when he said change rules, it was obvious he meant by using the nuclear option. If that's the case, this deal has solved nothing. It got us over these judges and gets most of them confirmed. With the Republicans still saying that even though the Democrats can filibuster in the future, if they do so, the nuclear option is still on the table for them. I think, Darren writes, it's a lose-lose situation for the Democrats. Call me naive, he writes, but it sounds like smoke and mirrors, so much for an independent judiciary. Now, that's from North Carolina, from Iowa, from Tom in West Des Moines. Mike, the Democratic Party has lost me. As of today, I'm a man without a party. After signing all the petitions for Move On and all the other Democratic organizations, after contacting my senator, Tom Harkin, and contacting the Minority Leader, Harry Reid, telling them not to give in on these judicial nominations and to stand up for what is right, these bastards go and compromise with the Republic Killer Party. There should have been no compromise. Through a fight, the Republic Killer Party could have been seen for what it really is. And personally, Bush got way more than he deserved, considering he's not really even the U.S. president. 208 out of 218 judges is damn well enough. But no, these lame Democrats give in, and Frist has the audacity to say he's not happy with what he got. It won't ever stop now, Tom writes. Tom writes, it's astonishing to me that when it comes time to stand up for what we, the people, want, these bastards on the side of the aisle I used to call home tuck their tails and run. I'm ashamed at the Democratic Party, and I'm looking at the Greens and any option besides the big two, Democrats or Republicans. It saddens me to see happen what happened today, and there's not enough beer, smoke, or Pink Floyd tonight. That's from Iowa, from Tom, and from Paul in New York City. Mike, you have to say something. This is no compromise. What have the Democrats done to us? Pryor, Owen, and Brown are radical right-wingers. How can the Democrats allow them to go through without a fight? Where do we turn now? How do we start a new progressive movement? Please help. Yeah, well, I share your sentiments here, Paul. Please help. I wish somebody would help. All right, John McCain. He was the one that came out and made the announcement, right, Kathy? All right, let's listen a little bit of McCain. And obviously, I would like your opinion about what happened tonight. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. We're going to take calls rather early in the program. 866-303-2270. Voice your opinion. Let the listeners of this program know what us common folk think, if you'll pardon the expression, not what the editorial or news writers at the Post, the Times, MSNBC, Newsweek, yeah, think. All right, here's McCain.
You have before you the agreement, and I won't go into the details of it, but basically all 14 of us have pledged to vote for cloture for the judicial nominees Janice Rogers Brown, William Pryor, and Priscilla Owen. The signatories make no commitment to vote for or against cloture on two judges, William Myers and Henry Sodd. Future nominations, the signatories will exercise their responsibilities, and the nominees should only be filibusters under extraordinary circumstances. And in light of this commitment and a continuing commitment, we will try to do everything in our power to prevent a filibusters in the future.
Well, you see, McCain, who, as far as I'm concerned, is dirt under my shoes. I have no use for this guy whatsoever. But he said future nominations, the signatories have agreed, will exercise their responsibilities, and the nominees should only be filibustered under extraordinary circumstances. What the hell is Janet Rogers Brown, William Pryor, and Priscilla Owen, if not extraordinary circumstances? What has to be nominated? Who has to be nominated? Lyndon LaRouche? Who has to be nominated that would satisfy Senator McCain's admonition that the filibuster should be used only under extraordinary circumstances? Who? Michael Jackson? Who has to be nominated, you coward? McCain? You wimp? Jesus, this irritates me. You got time for Reed? All right, here's Harry Reid.
This is a significant victory for our country, for our democracy, and for every American. Checks and balances have been protected.
How?
The integrity of the Supreme Court has been protected from the undue influence of the vocal, radical right wing. Tonight, the Senate has worked its will on behalf of reason and on behalf of responsibility. We have sent President George Bush, Vice President Dick Cheney, and the radical arm of the Republican base an undeniable message. Abuse of power will not be tolerated.
Okay, that sounds good, Senator, but, you know, I'm just a stupid talk show host. And I'm looking at the agreement, thanks to BuzzFlash. Go there now and download it if you like. It's there. But I'm looking at the agreement, Senator Reid, and it's pretty clear to me that you all are cutting off the filibuster on Rogers Brown, William Pryor, and Priscilla Owen, which means they will be confirmed. They are, if not neo-Nazis, they are tools of the extreme hard right in this country. Now, they are. They're neo-Nazis. You know, what the hell. They also, two of them, want to establish this country as a religious, as a theocracy. So I don't understand this. It seems to me, but then again, what do I know? It seems to me that Frist and the boys held up the so-called nuclear option, said we're gonna do this to you. And then these 14 senators got together, I guess, and said, okay, no, we'll decide you won't do it to us, to the Senate, but everything is pretty much going to be what the Republicans wanted. You get these jackasses confirmed, these neo-Nazis confirmed. You can invoke the so-called nuclear option anytime you want, and filibusters should only be had during extraordinary circumstances. Who determines that? That's the way it's always been. Extraordinary, sir. I mean, that's up to... Oh, Jesus. Let's do a break. We'll take some phone calls when we come back.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. 2 weeks ago, a leaked British government memo confirmed our worst suspicions about the Bush administration's pretext for war in Iraq. The lack of press coverage on the memo confirms our worst fears about the American media. If you missed it, the memo contains minutes from a meeting with Tony Blair saying that by July 2002, the Bush administration had already decided to attack Iraq. The memo also says that the intelligence about WMDs was being fixed. And the reaction to this scandal outside the progressive press? Ho-hum, la-di-da, whatever. The mainstream American press has barely even noted the story. This trumped-up war has cost 1,600 American lives. But that doesn't mean it should detract from even bigger stories, like the runaway bride. For more on the memo, check out MotherJones.com and read the Mother Jones blog. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call AmeriMerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. And there are no fees or closing costs. AmeriMerchant provides millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses businesses of all kinds. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of at least $5,000 a month, you may qualify. Call now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. We approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call us right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
Cons. Don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
21 past the hour. All right, we're talking about what this so-called compromise that was reached tonight. 14 senators. What was it? 7 Democrats and 7 Republicans. Is that how it was, Kathy? Okay. And this, you know, they're calling it a compromise and agreement. Here's Senator Frist, the Senate Majority Leader. He doesn't sound very happy about this, does he?
The agreement announced tonight falls short. It has some good news, and it has some disappointing news, and it will require careful monitoring.
The only good thing I can see that came out of this is somebody shoved Frist's face in a cow pie, or vice versa, you know, and now he's got to cover. That may be just fanciful thinking, magical thinking on my part, the cow pie, not the cow pie part, but that Frist was defeated tonight. Again, I don't know. That's why we're going to come to your phone calls here in just a second. Here's Senator Lindsey Graham. Now, you have to remember, Graham understands how the Bush crime family operates. Lindsey Graham was McCain's campaign director in South Carolina. I think this is before Graham was a senator, I believe. And Graham knows that the Bush crime family will stop at nothing. They'll cut your throat and laugh while you bleed. So I'm having a hard time figuring Lindsey Graham out. I've already made up my mind on McCain. He's just a twisted sister. I mean, he is just, screw McCain. But Lindsey Graham, I just wonder about this guy. Here's what he had to say.
Here's what I know is going to happen now. People at home are going to be very upset at me for a while. Judges are going to get a vote that wouldn't have gotten a vote otherwise.
Yeah.
We're going to start talking about who would be a good judge and who wouldn't, and the White House is going to get more involved, and they're going to listen to us more. Bottom line, we can repair it in a way that will allow the country to have a Senate that functions for the common good, because Social Security is coming in part, and kids are dying. That's why I change my attitude, and that's why I'm willing to change my vote.
That's interesting. That's interesting. The kids are dying. He's referring to all the wars that the psychopath in the White House has lied the United States into. But Lindsey Graham says judges are going to get a vote that wouldn't get a vote otherwise. Interesting statement there, because what Graham is presupposing is that the filibuster would have worked and the nuclear option wouldn't have been played. You see what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I don't know about this guy. All right. Couple of emails here. Phil says, Mike, the deal stinks. Nancy says, how in the hell can it be a victory when the Democrats have agreed to vote for the three worst ones? We're dead. Our democracy is gone. Order your brown shirt now so you'll fit in. And Bob in Groton, Mass. said, he writes on the subject line, a moderate compromise, ! 3 times. And then his email says, only a few pages of the Constitution are shredded. All right, let's hear what you all have to say about this. Mike is calling from New Jersey. Mike, welcome to the program. We'll get Mike up here. There we are. Hey, Mike.
How are you?
Doing fine.
First of all, how do you shake hands with a snake?
Really?
Second of all, I think the Democrats had them where they wanted them. Because, Mike, I don't know if you've heard, and you probably have, Rule 14 in the Senate rules, where the Democrats could have, if they wanted to, if the Republicans had exercised nuclear option, they could have brought any bill directly up to the Senate floor without going through committee. This is a little known rule.
Mm-hmm.
I found this on the Daily Kos on April 25th.
Yeah.
They could have bypassed by using the Senate procedures and invoking this Rule 14. They could have brought issues of education, veterans benefits, and health care directly to the Senate floor, forcing an up or down vote, and therefore forcing the Republicans to
make a public. Yeah.
I think this is all done by the corporations.
So why? Let me wait a second. Why didn't they then?
Well, that's what I'd like to know. And you know what? I think I know why.
Okay.
The big corporations got involved here. If their business was held up because of this filibuster fight,
yeah.
And if the Democrats exercised this rule, and I'm sure if I know about it, they know about it, their business would have been pushed to the background.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe some palms got greased. And, you know, I'm very wary of anything that Joe Lieberman gets involved with.
Well, I understand that, but I'm very leery when everybody comes out all smiley and says a compromise, and they're all acting. I've watched some of the video. They're all acting like little bobbleheads, shaking their heads up and down and saying, good for us, good for us. Mike, thanks. I got to go. Thanks for your call. All these bobbleheads going up and down, up and down. And then when you look at you know, the details, which is where the devil lives, right? And then you find out that what the Democrats have agreed to, I don't know. Maybe I'm not reading this right. It's not that long. It's a page and a half, for God's sake. But it looks to me like the Democrats have agreed to allow these three neo-Nazis to go on the appeals court without any objection. And that maybe, perhaps, when Bush nominates a real Nazi for the Supreme Court, maybe the Democrats will get to squeak, and maybe not. Now, I could be reading it wrong.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
How we measure things really matters. Suppose the thermometer in your oven was broken.
Oh no, the cake burned.
What if every yardstick had a different measure for an inch?
Hey, these two walls aren't even.
How about if your tire gauge just didn't work right?
Watch out!
How we measure things really does matter. That's what's so troubling about the federal government's No Child Left Behind law. The way the law measures our students and schools just doesn't work. Many schools are incorrectly labeled failures when they're actually making real academic progress. We're the American Federation of Teachers, and we believe it's time to fix the No Child Left Behind law. For more information, log on to our website at www.aft.org. No Child Left Behind. Let's get it right. A message from the American Federation of Teachers.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Now, I don't know anybody that likes ants. That's why you need to know about new Amdro Ant Block. Ant Block keeps ants out of your house, and it wipes them out where they live, outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, even the queen. Look for new Ant Block at Lowe's. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Arlie Ermey, United States Marine Corps. While our armed forces defend our freedom, their families shoulder household duties and emergencies alone. To help, the veterans of foreign wars and Vermont American brand bits and blades have created the Unmet Needs Program.
John Fergus here, the VFW National Commander. Please help us help our military families by visiting unmetneeds.com and by purchasing Vermont American bits and blades. A portion of every purchase goes to help.
Visit unmetneeds.com and buy Vermont American brand bits and blades. Thank you and Semper Fi. Hoorah!
In the beginning, there was earth, water, and air, and it was good. Once...
Planet Check.
2005 is the first time in human history more people on the planet are living in cities than outside of cities.
That's San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom talking about World Environment Day.
So it's an opportunity for mayors from around the world and environmental stewards to come together to talk about what's working and what's not working and how we can improve upon the world's environment.
Al Gore will be there.
Al Gore will be giving a 45-minute presentation on global warming, which we absolutely are enthusiastic about.
Plus, cutting-edge technologies around environmental sustainability.
We'll be including a demonstration of a large tidal project that we're hoping to do out in the base of the San Francisco Bay, right under the Golden Gate Bridge. We'll actually have a large tube that will be harnessing the tidal energy that will be positioned right here in our own civic center so people can walk around it and discuss it.
World Environment Day is June 1st through the 5th. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Pyramind. Believe in your music. Pyramind.com.
Come on, sweetie, we'll be late for school. Get in the car.
Daddy, take your umbrella.
That's okay. I heard it's going to be sunny all day.
But, Daddy, AccuWeather.com says it's going to rain.
Now, I heard the weather, it's going to be sunny. Get in the car.
But, Daddy, AccuWeather.com says...
Nope, get in the car.
Can I bring my ducky umbrella?
Sure, whatever. Get in the car.
Daddy, should have logged into AccuWeather.com.
Can you share your ducky umbrella with Daddy?
Nope.
Please, my head...
No.
What?
Nope.
Just a little bit.
No, AccuWeather.com. Ack says it for free. Link to it for free. Buy it for your site.
I'm getting wet, honey. Can I...
Nope.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
Do you know the secrets to eliminating bad breath? Well, now you can learn with a free copy of the Bad Breath Bible by Dr. Harold Katz, a leading expert in oral health. The Bad Breath Bible is the number one reference on bad breath. Find out how to get your free copy today while supplies last at 1-800-590-9870. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, the Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. And if you call right now, you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath, a clinically proven remedy that will completely eliminate bad breath. There's a limited number of copies of the Bad Breath Bible available, so request yours today and learn the secrets to eliminating bad breath. You have nothing to lose but the bad breath. Plus, call right now and you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath. Dial 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron, and hey, Mark Riley will be back for Tuesday's Morning Sedition. Just in time, too, because I've been sinning all over the place, and I'm going to need Riley to dole out some penance in the liberal confessional. Also, an anonymous source tells me New Press founder Robert McChesney will be here to lament the state of the U.S. media, and we'll talk to Planet Bush correspondent Lawton Smalls. A full plate of guilt, sorrow, and denial on Tuesday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Got your things together. Hope you have quite a bad day. Looks like
26 before the hour. I've yet to hear from a Democrat. Of course, you all who listen to this program are just as radical as I am. But I've yet to hear anybody say, they thought it was a good deal. And I think the reasons are obvious. Beth writes in, Mike, the Democrats are complicit in their own neutering. They are now only able to have a say when the Republicans allow it. The Democrats might as well pack their bags and come home. It's over. I had an email from a listener who thought Lindsey Graham was referring to abortion when he said kids are dying. Okay, have you got that queued up? This is a piece of sound we didn't play. Listen to this.
I was prepared to vote yes. I've been saying for 2 years that I thought the filibuster was sort of out of bounds. And the question I started asking myself is, if you do everything you want to do in life, that's your right. But there's some things you can do, maybe you shouldn't do. We're at war. Kids are dying as we speak.
Okay, that's good. See, right there, we're at
and
war.
And now I think the Senate is back in business.
Okay, we're at war, kids are dying as we speak. So I think he was referring to the war, not to abortion. Now, I have to say, Lindsey Graham, whoo, that was that's one of the more rational things I've heard come out of a Democrat or a Republican's mouth for a while. You know, a lot of things that you know, I'm paraphrasing, but he was saying sometimes you shouldn't just do something because you can. And he had decided to change his vote about the filibuster. He was going to vote against ending the filibuster rule. I don't know. This guy's got me a little bit quizzical right now. Melissa in Connecticut writes, quote, "So you don't take away the filibuster, we'll promise not to use it," end quote, referring to Harry Reid. And she says, same result, different means. What has happened to this country, Mike? I don't know. Irene emails in her two cents on the compromise. She says, Mike, I think this is all the setup by the conservatives. They expect the Democrats to exercise the filibuster so they can say, with all the world watching, that the Democrats reneged and aren't, after all, really serious about compromise. Just a thought, Irene. Yeah, I don't trust Republicans. A lot of Democrats I certainly don't trust. I don't know. Let's go back to the phones and see what you all say about this particular issue. Bob is calling from Tennessee. Bob, welcome to the program.
Hey, George or Mike, Tennessee Bob here. I guess
hey.
You know my brother Jed, right?
Yes,
he came
I do.
Back to Tennessee.
Absolutely.
Say. It was silver shirts in the USA. It was khaki shirts in the USA in the fascists during the 30s.
Oh, okay.
Okay, brown shirts were Italy. These are intense times, aren't they, Mike?
Yes, they certainly are, Bob.
And the Republicrats and the Democans have done it again. We got fooled again. I think this just... That's not one of the seven words, is it?
I certainly hope not. All right, what do you think? I hate to do this because this is my country and my system of government we're talking about, but I'm going to do it anyway. Who do you think won and who do you think lost, Democrats or Republicans?
I don't think there's a difference between them anymore, Mike.
I know, but they think there's a difference. Some of them do. So who do you think? All right, let me rephrase it. Who do you think won? Standard Democans or Republicans or the flying monkey right? Who won today?
Well, the Democrats lost. There's no doubt about it. They're weak-kneed. They won't fight on anything. I think your last email was right. You know, will you let us?
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
They're just beggars. And I don't know. I don't see how anybody can support that anymore. I just don't see it. They haven't got it, Mike. They just don't have what it takes. And I think the Greens, I'm going out for them. I'm going to work for them. I hope we have time. I hope we can recapture the vote. We've been sitting around and not doing anything for too long. More people have got to get out. They're just... cracks in the floor and rips in the net. A chasm where the bridge collapsed. Got to get the dustpan and sweep up the remnants of civilization.
Ooh.
Don't bother trying to call. Smoke signals are of little help during a forest fire. Grab a water bucket. Jump in line. Pass it on. Only the gullible still believe in a sky. The day before tomorrow is what counts.
All right, that's good stuff. Thanks, Bob. I appreciate you checking in. George is calling from Austin, Texas. George, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you, Mike. Hey, Mike, I just got to tell you, I was watching C-SPAN before
this all went down, and I was really looking forward to Chaney coming in tomorrow, and, you know, the Darth Vader Emperor music playing,
right.
And then, you know, the whole nuclear option going down, and the Democrats just let me down once again. I mean, they did it in 2000, 2004. I mean, I voted for them, I campaigned for them, I preached the gospel for them, and then the one thing that they can do without risking their own job, they could filibuster and not risk anything,
mm-hmm.
and they refuse to even do that. Like, it's not like they were in threat of not getting reelected. Their constituency wanted them to filibuster.
Right.
And so I don't understand. They could have used the filibuster in the next Congress. If the nuclear option went through, when the Democrats finally got into power, they could change everything the Republicans did, and yet they refused to play along. They could have called the Republicans the big bad guys. They want to come in and destroy the rules. And they could have totally spun this to help them in the next election and in every election for the next 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, they just whipped out. Yeah, it sucked. And I lived in Texas during Governor Bush, and I live in America during President Bush. And I got to tell you, as a person from Austin, this sucks and he sucks. And I'm really disappointed the Democrats go green. I guess blue is the color of the week.
Well, I hear you. I hear you. I'm again, my first reaction to all this is exactly yours and exactly what most of the, or so far all the callers and emailers have said. I'm thinking tomorrow on this network, when some of my colleagues have had a chance to digest some of the stuff and take a look at it, there may be a different point of view. I'll be curious to see what my good friend Randy Rhodes, how she approaches this issue tomorrow after, you know, having about 20 hours to let this thing percolate. You see what I'm saying? Right now, my reaction is just I'm pissed off. I'm like you. I'm angry. I wanted to see Darth Vader come in.
Mm-hmm.
And let America see just how little respect these pissants have for the Constitution of the United States and for our system of self-governance, and that they were willing to throw it all in the trash. Now, here's the problem. They couldn't, the Senate, we talked about this last week, the House, at the end of every two-year House session, that's over. And when the new House comes in, they can start all over again. The Senate is an ongoing deliberative body. So I don't know that you're right when you say that had they passed the so-called nuclear option, eliminating filibusters, that the next Senate coming in could have done anything about it. I don't know. You may be right. But it's my understanding that the Senate is an ongoing situation, and the House has to restart. Most of us are not aware of that. Every couple of years. That's why you hear the 109th Congress or the 108th Congress. Now, I don't know if that refers to the House or refers to the House and the Senate. Oops. Are you still there? What happened? We lose our caller? Oh, damn. All right. Probably calling on the cell phone. We lost him. All right. Whatever. Now, here's a statement from people from the American Way, whom I have a lot of respect for. But I don't know. This is what it says. The explicit language of the agreement reached tonight by a group of senators rejects the nuclear option, preserves the filibuster, and ensures that both political parties will have a say in who is appointed to our highest courts. This is good news to the American people. I'm skipping around here. The unprincipled nuclear option has been averted. This is a major defeat for the radical right. Senators from both parties have rejected demands by the White House, radical right groups, and Senate Majority Leader Frist that the filibuster be eliminated on nominees. It is a rejection of White House demands for virtually unlimited power to undermine the independence of the courts. Nonetheless, People for the American Way writes in their press release, we cannot endorse every aspect of the deal that was announced today. We are deeply concerned that it could lead to confirmation of appeals court judges who would undermine Americans' rights and freedoms. We will urge senators to vote against confirmation of nominees who have not demonstrated a commitment to upholding individual liberty and the legal and social justice accomplishments of the past 70 years. The bipartisan rejection of the so-called nuclear option provides President Bush with a clear path out of the divisive impasse that has been caused by his obstinate refusal to engage in bipartisan consultation and compromise on judicial nominations. It's time for Bush to recognize what the senators who negotiated this agreement know. that the Senate is the president's constitutional partner in appointing federal judges. And there's more here, but I you know, Ralph Neese, who is the head of People for the American Way, is not a stupid man. He's a very astute observer of the American political system and a very educated and intelligent man. And that's why I question this press release. You know, to talk about bipartisan consultation and compromise out of the Bush crime family, out of the Bush White House. Come on, Ralph. We're dealing with neo-Nazis here.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
For the best in independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, read why the FDA's own scientists are worried that the agency approves unsafe drugs that put you at risk. Learn how ExxonMobil's donations to journalists and think tanks may be affecting the news you get about global warming. Plus, check out one author's argument about why pop culture may make you smarter. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Now, I don't know anybody that likes ants. That's why you need to know about new Amdro Ant Block. Ant Block keeps ants out of your house, and it wipes them out where they live, outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, even the queen. Look for new Ant Block at Lowe's. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
Okay, let me start by apologizing. People expect GEICO commercials to be funny, but I've got an important announcement. Here in New York, GEICO is cutting rates for car insurance. That's serious news. So please, don't expect me to go for cheap laughs with sounds like this, or this, or even this. I mean, nobody is known for saving you money on car insurance like GEICO, and now GEICO is cutting its rates in New York even more. So no jokes, no pratfalls, no clever asides, such as if you really want to laugh, you should see the tie I'm wearing right now. None of that stuff. Just important news from the company famous for saving you money and, of course, a talking lizard. Now GEICO's rates in New York are even lower. So call 1-800-947-AUTO today. That's 1-800-947-AUTO or go to GEICO.com. Because when we say 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance, we're not kidding around. And just so we know the difference, this is kidding around. Thank you.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Golf Digest is going to cure your slice now, and that's a guarantee. Introducing the breakthrough video, Cure Your Slice Now, and it's free with your paid subscription to Golf Digest magazine. In this video, top PGA instructor Chuck Cook shows you the seven key phases of the swing and gives you his proven method for better control and longer, straighter drives. And here's our guarantee. If Golf Digest and Cure Your Slice Now doesn't cure your slice and improve your game, cancel the subscription and keep the video free.
Every month in Golf Digest, you get easy-to-follow instruction from the best teachers and players in golf, information on the top equipment, the best places to play, and you also get the removable Pocket Tips booklet. Call now. Use your credit card and get your first risk-free issue, the Pocket Tips booklet, and the video free. You get 11 more issues for only $19.77. If your game doesn't improve, cancel your subscription and keep the video, booklet, and magazine free.
So call 800-423-3100. That's 800-423-3100.
Flying Monkey Right Blues, here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour, the Memorandum of Understanding, as it's called, the first two paragraphs are just the usual gibberish you find as a preamble to an agreement. Then it says, we have agreed to the following. Part 1, commitments on pending judicial nominations. A, votes for certain nominees. We will vote to invoke cloture on the following judicial nominees: Janice Rogers Brown, William Pryor, and Priscilla Owens. B. Status of other nominees. Signatories make no commitment to vote for or against cloture on the following judicial nominees: William Myers, Henry Sodd. Part 2. Commitments for future nominations. A. Future nominations. Signatories will exercise their responsibilities under the Advice and Consent Clause of the United States Constitution in good faith. Nominees should only be filibustered under extraordinary circumstances, and each signatory must use his or her own discretion and judgment in determining whether such circumstances exist. B. Rules changes. In light of the spirit and continuing commitments made in this agreement, we commit to oppose the rules changes in the 109th Congress, which we understand to be any amendment to or interpretation of the rules of the Senate that would force a vote on a judicial nomination by means other than unanimous consent or Rule 22. Blah, 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 blah. And then it's signed by the 14. Unless I'm having problems, and I do sometimes, with simple English, that looks to me like the Democrats have given it away. I mean, I don't know. I got an email from somebody who wants to know why I'm not just screaming enraged. What's to be enraged about? You know, and I wrote back and said I'm tired. You know, I get enraged on this program every single night, don't you? I get enraged every day, every time. That's why I can't, you know, Kathy has to handle the television duties, watching the news. I can't watch it. I've been enraged since December 12th, 2000, when the United States Supreme Court handed the election to George W. Bush the first time. I've had 5 years of nothing but full-blown, open-throttled, wide-open rage and anger. I put my job at risk, I put my health at risk, and I get an email from somebody who says, where's my rage? What the hell's wrong with you? What do you mean, where's my rage? But I also have a 10-month-old baby, and I would like to live at least to see her graduate from preschool. A. B. I have found that my rage means nothing. You know why? Let me give you a quick statistic if you're keeping track. Today, at one point, I did look at MSNBC or CNN or ABC or QXI or LMNOP. I don't know who it was. But there stood the reporter. I guess it was CBS Evening. That's right. It was Bob Schieffer on the CBS Evening News. He tosses to the reporter. The reporter says, well, Bob, you know, this issue of cloture and filibuster and the judges is really not getting any traction with the American public. As a matter of fact, only about 10% of the American public, according to our research, cares. Now, of that 10%, Bob, 62, 63, 64% say, no, we don't want the rules changed. Now, whose fault is all that, truth seeker, huh? We are the stupidest group of people ever to try self-governance. Now, I'm not talking about you, and I'm damn sure not talking about myself. But if 90% of the American public doesn't care about the, oh, man, this is too deep for me. Filibuster, I don't even know what that word means. Cloture, what does cloture mean? God. I don't know what they're talking about. You know, I like Bush. He's at war. We were attacked. I don't know what. Or, well, I'm a Democrat. I don't know. I know the Republicans aren't fair. I don't know about any of this. Listen, I got to go. So don't talk to me about rage. If there's any rage left in me, it's no longer directed at Republicans or Democrats. Screw them. I've had enough of them. It's no longer directed at these little weasels that are screwing up our system. Oh, sure, I still hate them. But any rage I have left is directed towards media, where it belongs. It's their job to inform. Of course these politicians are going to try to slide it between our third and fourth rib and twist it just a little bit to sever a few arteries and hope we don't feel anything. But it's up to the media, isn't it? Isn't it their responsibility to let us know? Have you heard one commentator on a legitimate television network, that's one owned by corporate America, get out there and say, you know what, folks, let me explain this to you very quickly. The Republican Party is trying to destroy the United States Senate. They're trying to turn it into mob rule, the same thing that Tom DeLay has turned the House into. If you don't stop it, America, it means the Christian right's going to take over, and within 5 years you'll be living in a theocracy. My name is Abe Snake. This is ABC News. This is CBS News. This is NBC News. Do you think you would ever hear that? Why, hell no. But this is Air America Radio.
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
I just received a prestigious honor. I was spoofed on Saturday Night Live. This occurred during the TV Funhouse cartoon, a regular feature produced by Robert Smigel. In the cartoon, I was one of four pundits yapping about the budget deficit. All this deficit talk was bad for the administration, so the president called on a superhero named Divertor. Divertor then used his powers to make Sinbad the comic expose himself to a classroom of students. Suddenly the Sinbad scandal was all the media could cover. Smigel had a good point. Look at recent front page stories that got less attention than Corey Clark's affair with Paula Abdul, a report that U.S. commanders say we're losing ground in Iraq, an expose about U.S. officials in Afghanistan horrifically abusing detainees. These stories went nowhere. It got me thinking, maybe Divertor has a superhero colleague whose name is Neglector. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation, for Air America Radio.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm in control of my allergies. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs, free. Go to Claritin.com. Use as directed.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Now, I don't know anybody that likes ants. That's why you need to know about new Amdro Ant Block. Ant Block keeps ants out of your house, and it wipes them out where they live, outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, even the queen. Look for new Ant Block at Lowe's. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
Hello, everybody. This is Dave the Alligator Wrangler, deep in the walls of the swamp. There's the alligator now. I'm going to sneak up on her. I'm really lucky that the thunderstorms we had yesterday have passed, so as I don't startle her. If there's one thing that makes an alligator grumpy, it's a thunderstorm. Ow! She's got me arm in her mouth. I should have checked AccuWeather.com for the latest, most accurate weather anywhere. Now, if I could just get my arm back, I could type in AccuWeather.com and find out about the thunderstorm. AccuWeather.com. Access it for free, link to it for free, and buy it for your site. Come on, give me the arm back. That's a good girl.
Every year, 230,000 men are diagnosed with prostate cancer. Worse yet, in the time it takes to play nine innings, prostate cancer kills nine men. This is Reggie Jackson, asking you to make a pledge in the fight against this deadly disease. This Father's Day week, team up with me, Major League Baseball, and the Prostate Cancer Foundation to keep Dad in the game. Call 800-798-CURE and be part of the Prostate Cancer Foundation's Home Run Challenge. Again, 800-798-CURE. Make a pledge. Make a difference.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Compromise agreement. In a dramatic deal the night before a Senate showdown, 14 lawmakers have worked out a compromise that clears the way for confirmation of many of George Bush's stalled judicial nominees. The agreement said future nominees to the appeals court and Supreme Court should, quote, only be filibustered under extraordinary circumstances, with each Democrat senator holding the discretion to decide when those conditions had been met. Republicans said they would oppose any attempt to make changes in the application of filibuster rules, as Majority Leader Bill Frist of Tennessee wanted. Frist noted he had not been a party to the deal, which fell short of his stated goal of getting yes or no votes on each of the Bush nominees. Frist said, quote, it has some good news and it has some disappointing news, and he says it will require careful monitoring. Democratic leader Harry Reid of Nevada was more receptive, although he hastened to say he is still opposed to some of the nominees who are now likely going to take seats on the federal appeals court. Reid said, we've sent President George Bush, Vice President Dick Cheney, and the radical right of the Republican Party an undeniable message. The abuse of power will not be tolerated. The White House called the agreement a positive development. Prosecutors say a Pennsylvania man, angry over being denied custody of his children, was planning to take revenge on the U.S. by teaming up with Al-Qaeda. Ronald Grecula, arrested by undercover FBI agents, this was on Friday, he's accused of trying to build a bomb and sell it to someone that he thought was an Al-Qaeda member. It turned out to be a federal agent. He made a court appearance in Houston today. Iraq, rocked by car bombs on the heels of earlier blasts, two more car bombings near Mosul. Coalition officials say those blasts killed at least 20 people and injured another 20. They say the car bombs went off outside the home of a community leader. Earlier, one car bomb exploded outside a Shiite mosque south of Baghdad, killing at least 10 people. Bombers also targeted a Baghdad restaurant, killing at least 7 and injuring more than 80 others. Defense attorneys say two former America West pilots were not impaired, even if they smelled of alcohol after a night of heavy drinking. The attorneys also say there's no evidence the two did anything to endanger the 124 passengers aboard their plane, which was called back to the gate in Miami as it was about to take off for Phoenix. They say the two men were not even operating the plane since it was still being towed from the gate. Opening statements in their trial began in Miami today. They're both charged with operating the plane in 2002 while they were drunk. Prosecutors say the men registered breath alcohol levels above Florida's legal limit after they were arrested, and they say it's ludicrous to claim the men were not operating the plane. This is Air America Radio News.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin clear.
We're live.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Keep on the sunny side.
Have a bewitching summer at Days Inn. And get $250 in discount coupons every time you stay. Book your stay at daysinn.com and enter the Stay a Spell sweepstakes. You could win 1 million trip rewards points or $100 in free gasoline. Like magic.
Why don't you keep on the sunny side of life?
Days Inn, the best value under the sun. See Bewitched in theaters this summer. No purchase necessary. Legal residence 18 or older ends 9/15. Subject to rules at daysinn.com.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 Motels are individually owned and operated.
This is Rachel Maddow. You know, the sausage factory for political news has been clogged up with a lot of filler recently. How many articles can the Washington Post put on their front page that all say no one knows if they have enough votes for the nuclear option? Meanwhile, in the rest of the world, the Democratic governor of Washington State is being hauled into court to defend the election that made her governor. The not-so-right-wing fringe is making the case that it ought to be illegal to report anything bad about the U.S. military. Put some real meat in your news. Tune in to Tuesday's Rachel Maddow Show.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. This hour, we're going to get to Tim Russert and Howard Dean. And also, Too Stupid to Be President was playing handsies with Afghan president. It's hard for me to say that. Unocal oil executive Hamid Karzai at the White House today. We'll have some of that for you. I didn't say it during the first hour because we had what is referred to in the business as a cold open, but today is the 22nd day. Today is the 22nd day since the Times of London reported on the existence of the secret memos and minutes of those meetings that laid out the Bush plans for starting a war based on absolute lies. So far, hundreds of Americans have been killed. Thousands of U.S. soldiers have had legs, fingers, eyes, hands, arms blown off. Tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians have been murdered by the United States. Why isn't the liberal American media reporting this story on day 22 on the front page of every newspaper and as the lead to every television newscast and demanding the resignation of both Bush and Cheney? Huh? Why not? From Arlene in Louisiana, dear Mike, it's got to be the Stockholm Syndrome. There's no common sense reason for the Democrats to collaborate with the Republicans. If Janice Brown isn't reason enough, what then would be extreme enough? On the media thing, if one false item in the Newsweek article means the whole thing is a fake, then this administration is one giant fake with many, many evasions, distractions, and all the outright lies to take us to war. Carla writes in, earlier this evening when I heard about the Great Compromise, I thought this is a lose-lose situation. They traded the right to filibuster, possibly the three worst potential federal judges ever, for the illusion of getting to use it for someone even more extreme. As far as I can tell, any neo-fascist Republican can then declare the nuclear option and stop the filibuster. I just heard Bill Crowley say that the White House declared it a positive development. Mike, that means we're screwed. Carla. From Doreen. Dear Mike, usually it's the flying monkeys who have such an obvious disconnect. In regards to Harry Reid saying that, quote, we have protected our system of checks and balances, end quote. What good is protecting them if you can't or don't use them? Okay, Harry? Duh! It's from Doreen. From DB. Quote, at least I can tell my children what it was like to live in a democracy when we are on the breadline. America the Beautiful has been destroyed by this Nazi scum. No faith left in the Democratic Party. Our forefathers are turning in their graves. Sad thing is that most of the people I know have no idea what's going on. They are more interested in who is boinking Paris Hilton or who Trump fired. Sheeple. Keep up the fight, Mike. P.S. I do not think I heard you open the show. Did you bring up the Downing Street memo? Just did. Mike in St. Paul writes, I have to digest this deal, Mike. As I see it now, we still have the filibuster to use for Supreme Court nominations, but if we exercise it, can't Frist and his cronies still detonate the nuclear option? I mean, if a judge appointment to the Supreme Court comes down to overturning Roe v. Wade, Frist will likely drop the bomb. So what have we gained? Kathy writes in from Madison, Wisconsin, okay, I wasn't thrilled with the deal either. I had hoped for the Dems to hang tough and thus let the extreme right hang themselves, but look at it this way. The Dems were the ones who, from the beginning, maintained that if Frist went nuclear, it would destroy 200-plus years of process and precedent. Today, 7 moderate Republicans joined them and said the same thing. Consequently, the Democrats proved they were right about what going nuclear really meant, while the Frist and the Fringe were hyping it as the constitutional option. Now Frist, Santorum, and the wingnuts are exposed as the extremists and liars they really are. That's not a bad thing, Kathy writes. Also, you should see the right-wing blogs. They're going nuts. Well, she has an adjective in there. Starts with an F. They're going nuts. Talk about splitting from the Republicans, revenge, etc. That means a very bitterly divided party for them. While those of us on the left may be disappointed, I don't see the rage and the venom I see on the right-wing blogs. They really have their skivvies in a twist. Good, Kathy writes. As for the 3 judges, we'll see who goes through. Maybe all will. But I have hope that given the muscle moderate Republicans flex today, they will understand they can't go too far or the moderates may align with the Democrats to impeach. Just a thought, Kathy in Madison. All right, y'all are really flooding in emails tonight, and I'd like to do some more. Maybe we'll get some a little bit later, but I'm going to go back to the phone calls here. Mary is calling from Memphis. Mary, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Yeah, Mike. I called. Neither the Memphis office nor the Nashville office of Senator Frist took any calls by mid-afternoon, so it was a done deal by 4 o'clock Central Time.
Huh.
You asked who won this fiasco?
Right.
The predatory corporate America with their either the Taliban or fascist control freaks that they're endorsing for the judiciary. And then my other question is, you said whatever happened to Tom DeLay, well, I consider it the Tom DeLay gate has been put aside.
Yeah, it sure looks like it, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. But
looks like the little cockroach just escaped the exterminator and is going to stay politically alive to continue to do his damage.
But as far as this thing, it did not happen tonight. It happened around 4 o'clock. All of their offices were closed. They wouldn't take any calls. As a matter of fact, they didn't even have their machine on, so you could leave a message.
I'll be darned.
That tells you something, doesn't it?
Sounds like some deal was...
It was a done deal.
That's what it sounds like.
Well,
all right.
I appreciate that you're bringing all of this up, because you're the only station that we get anything from. You know who the other... I cannot stomach listening to some of this other garbage that comes across our airways here.
I hear you. We have the same problem here in Atlanta. Trust me, Mary.
I know. I used to listen to Atlanta until I couldn't stand Bork and all of these others.
I hear you. Mary, thanks for checking in. You have a nice evening. Thanks, Mary. King David, our Woodstock Nation Bureau Chief, is checking in from Wisconsin. Hey, David.
Hey, my voice is actually on WLIB tonight?
It is indeed.
All right. Hey. At least that's some good news. Now, what was the name of this document that is something or other of understanding?
Yeah, it's called a Memorandum of Understanding on Judicial Nominations.
Memorandum of Understanding.
Yeah.
It sounded more like the Testament of Dr. Mebius.
Yeah, it sure did. It sure does, doesn't it?
You know, which, by the way, I had heard that they were that somebody was scheduling as if they were going to go to this filibuster argument.
Mm-hmm.
That one of the things that was going to be happening on Capitol Hill was a screening of Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Yeah, that was supposed to be played by the Democrats tonight. For what purpose? Who knows? Also, I saw they were unwrapping cots so these thugs could all nest down in this den of iniquity, which is the United States Senate. So, yeah, there's a lot of theater going on, David.
Frank Capra is spinning in his grave over that one, I have to think.
Oh, I would agree.
You know if you want to know what films should actually be unspooled in a situation like that, it would be The Testament of Dr. Mebius and The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari.
There you go. That's a couple of good ones. Hey, I got to leave it there. Thanks, David. I appreciate you checking in, pal.
Okay.
And we'll get to the Pat Tillman thing. I know David originally wanted to mention that. I'm going to try to get to the Tillman murder, the murder of Pat Tillman, and the way the Bush crime family and the Bush crime family's whorish military used Pat Tillman. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy.
You're a nation of sheep, led by a handful of pigs. You're a nation of sheep, led by a handful of hogs. You throw away your rights and feed them to the dogs.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Do you struggle to feel happy? Does sadness or anxiety ruin your days? If you suffer with moodiness, mild depression, worry, or anxiety, how'd you like to feel more relaxed, upbeat, and happy without resorting to drugs or alcohol? Now you can with Elevex 50, the revolutionary new formula that calms your nerves and elevates your mood so you feel happier, relaxed, and mentally healthy. Non-habit-forming and totally safe, Elevex 50 is the only formula of its kind that has been clinically tested by an independent third party and shown to dramatically improve mood and reduce mild depression and anxiety without any unwanted side effects. Developed by a board-certified neuroscientist, Elevex 50 improves blood flow and nerve transmissions in the brain, lifting you toward a state of healthy well-being while relieving feelings of stress, anxiety, sadness, and irritability.
Call now for a confidential 60-day risk-free trial. 1-800-755-0726. It's totally safe and guaranteed to work for you. Call 1-800-755-0726. That's 1-800-755-0726. 1-800-755-0726.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection, and you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSEL03, or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Don't want 21 past the hour. Barbie Mills and hi, Mike. I have a question I don't think anyone has asked. Please correct me if I got this wrong. How can anyone think the Democrats won when they had to fight for something they were entitled to? Isn't the minority in the Senate given the right to a filibuster? If so, why should they have to fight for it or have to compromise anything? Did the Republicans compromise to filibuster Clinton's nominees? This just does not seem like a win for something they should have been able to do within the law, Barb. Yeah, I don't know the arcane playbook by which the, and it's not the Constitution, by which the Senate... members of the Senate play with each other. You know, I don't know. It's there's something it just smacks of obscenity, doesn't it? Eric says the document, in the manner reminiscent of Oliver Twist asking for more gruel, the document, quote, encourages the executive branch of government to consult with members of the Senate prior to submitting a judicial nomination to the Senate for confirmation, end quote. Oh, please. Does anyone think the Bush Bowl cares one damn whit about anything the Senate might encourage? Dream on. Yeah, you folks are not happy campers tonight. John in Raleigh writes, and Mike, this deal tonight reminds me of a woman who is beaten over and over by her husband and threatens to call the police, then tells her friends that her husband promised to stop beating her and to show good faith. She was going to wear this nice leather-studded collar with a leash on it. Jesus, our democracy is virtually gone. I have no ideas, John in Raleigh. I hear you. Mike in St. Paul emails in. I'll say it was a good deal. By the way, if you agree, I have some oceanfront property in Kentucky I'd like to sell you. And a statement here by Dianne Feinstein, senator from California. Quote, this is not a good deal for the U.S. Senate or for the American people. Democrats should have stood together firmly against the bullying tactics of the Republican leadership abusing their power as they control both houses of Congress and the White House. Confirming unacceptable judicial nominations is simply a green light for the Bush administration to send more nominees who lack the judicial temperament or record to serve in these lifetime positions. I, Feinstein writes, value the many traditions of the Senate, including the tradition of bipartisanship to forge consensus. I do not, however, value threatening to disregard an important Senate tradition like occasional unlimited debate when necessary. I respect all my colleagues very much who thought to end this playground squabble over judges, but I'm disappointed in this deal. That's from Daily Kos, so you know it's legit. And there's more. I've gotten tons of emails from you here tonight. I'm sorry I'm just not able to read them all. They're all good. Thank you. Derek is calling from New York City. Derek, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure, sure.
I've only been listening to this for about the last hour or so since I came in from work, and I just found out about this. But here in a nutshell is what I have. The Democrats, well, rather the Republicans, have agreed to do exactly what they wanted to do. The Democrats have agreed to allow them. And Harry Reid stood up and said that we sent a message to the radical right, but he doesn't seem to realize that the message that he sent is very eerily like another story that hasn't been in mainstream media, and that is, so long as they leave the check on the nightstand, the Democrats are no longer going to make a big deal about being anally raped in their sleep.
Oh, God.
Is this what it's really come to?
Well, I probably wouldn't have put it exactly that way, Derek. But yeah, I mean, I'm having a hard time here. I want to believe that something has been averted, but I don't know what has. Now, the reason I want to believe that is because I'm utterly convinced, as most Americans who think are convinced, that the Republican Party is as sick as any religious fanatical fundamentalist, I don't care what the religion is, group of thugs ever to occupy any position of power in any society on any time in the history of the human race. And therefore, they would do anything to destroy us. The one thing that's different is these suckers believe that the rapture is right around the corner, or that Jesus is coming back, or some of this other stuff that gives them license to destroy everything. So I don't know where in the hell I'm at. I really don't. I would like to know what benefit the Democrats got from signing on to this agreement. I don't see it. I have no idea, Derek. I have no idea.
Well, like one of your earlier callers said, I think it's time for us to start looking at the third parties. I mean, Ralph Nader may be a nut, but at least he's a more or less decent nut.
Well, it's also time to, see a real surgeon, not Frist. I'm talking a real surgeon. That's 6, 7, 8, 10, 15 million Americans in the street demanding the removal of this cancer that has found its way into the body politic of this country. And I'm talking about George Bush and his entire crime family. Hey, I got to leave you there. Derek, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Take care. Talk to you later. Quick break, folks. We'll be back. This is Air America.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Arlie Ermey, United States Marine Corps. While our armed forces defend our freedom, their families shoulder household duties and emergencies alone. To help, the veterans of foreign wars and Vermont American brand bits and blades have created the Unmet Needs Program.
John Fergus here, the VFW National Commander. Please help us help our military families by visiting unmetneeds.com and by purchasing Vermont American bits and blades. A portion of every purchase goes to help.
Visit unmetneeds.com and buy Vermont American brand bits and blades. Thank you and Semper Fi. Hoorah!
How we measure things really matters. Suppose the thermometer in your oven was broken.
Oh no, the cake burned.
What if every yardstick had a different measure for an inch?
Hey, these two walls aren't even.
How about if your tire gauge just didn't work right?
Watch out!
How we measure things really does matter. That's what's so troubling about the federal government's No Child Left Behind law. The way the law measures our students and schools just doesn't work. Many schools are incorrectly labeled failures when they're actually making real academic progress. We're the American Federation of Teachers, and we believe it's time to fix the No Child Left Behind law. For more information, log on to our website at www.aft.org. No Child Left Behind. Let's get it right. A message from the American Federation of Teachers.
For the best in independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, read why the FDA's own scientists are worried that the agency approves unsafe drugs that put you at risk. Learn how ExxonMobil's donations to journalists and think tanks may be affecting the news you get about global warming. Plus, check out one author's argument about why pop culture may make you smarter. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
Wanted. Video game music composer. Sound designer. Music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film. Dialogue editor. Music recorder. ADR. Foley. Surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producers. Pro Tools. Logic Audio. Final Cut Pro. Ableton Live. Traktor DJ Studio. Puramind. Advanced digital audio training. An Apple and DigiDesign certified school. It's never too late to follow your dreams. Puramind.com. That's Puramind. 1-888-378-MIND.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Yeah, driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Yeah, driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So, reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Next time on the Al Franken Show, it's a long-awaited showdown between those phony blowhards in Washington and America's last honest man. Yours truly, Al Franken. Join us as I confront House Democrats on the issue of media bias and insist they explain why their Republican colleagues are so shameless. We'll have the sound, the fury, and all the fireworks live. History in the remaking. Next time on Franken.
proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour. Very quickly, a couple more emails, and then I want you to hear this Tim Russert thing. If you're on hold and want to talk about this so-called deal tonight, stick around. We will get to your call. This is from Jason in Seattle. Mike, as a right-wing lurker of your show, I must put in my two bits about the judicial compromise. The Republicans won by 90%. The Democrats caved. Bush's supposed most radical nominees will sail through with a plurality. Meanwhile, the so-called nuclear option wasn't withdrawn. It was simply tabled. Ostensibly, a Supreme Court battle would be more apropos for going nuclear as the stakes are higher. Even though I often disagree, I love your show. You make me think and question the dogma that is fed to me. Come to a live show in Seattle. Jason, well, the dogma? You admit it's dogma being fed to you and I make you question? Okay, it was a nice email. I'll leave it alone. I mean, a polite email. It was a, whatever. Eric writes in, hi, Mike. You see that corpse over McCain's left shoulder in the CNN front page photo? That's a worthless Democrat from Nebraska, Ben Nelson. I've written him about Estrada and Gonzalez and Owens and Brown. I've written him about the bankruptcy bill. I've written him about every bad thing done to us by the Republicans, and he wrote back saying they were all good things. Screw him and all the Democrats. They would declare lemon-scented gas chambers a victory for bipartisanship. I've had it with all of them. I'll keep writing, but only as a witness to their perfidy. From now on, my energy goes to organize outside the party system. We have to protect ourselves as they won't. And this from KW. Mike, I'm looking at the photo on the Times website. Frist is looking up with this wild, crazy look in his eyes. Reed has his head down. They both know what happened. The right got what they wanted, and the Dems, the people, got screwed. Okay. Great emails tonight. I wish I could read them all. All right, now, I want to do something a little bit different. You know how we always do sound bites, right? Howard Dean was on for the better part of an hour. Was it an hour, Kathy? On Meet the... what do we call it now? Meet the Oppressed, with media whore number one, Tim Russert. And we usually, you know, we'll either cue you into what the question was and then listen to the guest give an answer. We're not going to do that tonight. Let me just explain. 100 days ago, a former presidential candidate, Howard Dean, was elected to lead the DNC, right? This was his first national television interview as chairman. And what did Russert ask him? Did Russert ask him about the war? Did Russert ask him about the memo? Did Russert ask him about Social Security? Did Russert ask him about, you know, anything of substance? Most of the questions from Russert were pure bat squeeze. Here are some examples.
Governor, you did on May 14th say something about Tom DeLay that raised a lot of eyebrows. Let's watch Howard Dean on Tom DeLay.
I think Tom DeLay ought to go back to Houston, where he can serve his jail sentence down there, courtesy of the Texas taxpayers.
Serve his jail sentence? What's he been convicted of?
Oh, nice, Tim. Nice question, you lard ass. Okay, here we go again. Here's Tim Russert.
You said in December of 2003 that we shouldn't prejudge Osama bin Laden. How can you sit here and have a different standard for Tom DeLay and prejudge him?
Are these not half-witted, half-assed questions? Have you ever heard anything like this? Now, Dean answered, to be honest with you, Tim, I don't think I'm prejudging him. The things that I just read off, offering the congressman's son campaign money, providing Westar, the energy company, with a seat at the table in exchange for contributions, using the Department of Homeland Security to track down the private plane of political enemies, those are things that he has already been adjudicated for. But you see why we call him a media whore number one. Here we go again. Here's Tim Russert again. Here's another very important question for the head of the Democratic Party.
Let me talk about some of the things you have said about the Republicans. Here's Howard Dean in January. I hate the Republicans and everything they stand for. Howard Dean in February. This is a struggle of good and evil, and we're the good. Do you really hate Republicans? Do you consider them evil?
Can see? You see? You see? Here sits big-ass Tim Russert. Huh? The host of the longest run. Isn't the longest run? Meet the Press? Hasn't that been around since God was a teenager? Hasn't it been there forever? Didn't they run a bit of video, or not video, but kinescope a recording of a Meet the Press back in the 50s? When Sunday show was over? There sits Tim Russert. Well, do you really hate Tom Delay? Huh? What about Michael Jackson, Governor Dean? Do you think Michael Jackson should be convicted? Let me ask you something. Who do you think is better looking? You think Paris Hilton is better, or you think that Nicole Richie? Which one do you think skinnier? Huh? Mr. Dean? Jackass.
Let me talk about some of the things you've said about the Republicans. Here's Howard Dean in January. I hate the Republicans, everything they stand for. Do you really hate Republicans? Do you really consider them evil? America wants to know. Here he is again. Listen to this jerkwad.
Let me stay on your rhetoric. January, I mentioned that I hate the Republicans, everything they stand for, good and evil, and we are the good. In March, you said Republicans are brain dead. You mentioned you're a physician, and this is April. Dean did draw howls of laughter by mimicking a drug-snorting Rush Limbaugh. I'm not very dignified, Dean said.
Well, that's true. A lot of people have accused me of not being dignified.
But is it appropriate for a physician to mock somebody who's gone to the therapy and to abuse for drug addiction?
No. Why don't you... You see how it goes with American media? Huh? If you're listening overseas right now, can you imagine something like that on a foreign interview program? Something like that occur in Australia, New Zealand, the UK, Russia, Moldova, Liberia, South Africa, Egypt? Oh, wait a minute. Forget Egypt. No, forget Liberia. God. Correction here from about 30 of you from the Daily Coast. That statement I read, that was Russ Feingold, not Dianne Feinstein. The statement I read. Oh, God. Tim Russert, huh? Big-time television news geek interviewer. Hey, I've got Howard Dean here. You know, he was a presidential candidate until I and the rest of my media whore friends destroyed his candidacy. But anyway, I've got him here. He's a big old chunk of meat, isn't he? Hi, Howard, sit down. America's got some questions, boy, and they've asked me to ask him. Why do you hate Michael Jackson? I mean the Republican. Do you think... What? Well, who do you think is... Do you... Now, here's what you said. One question. Just one question. About Social Security. About this illegal war. He had a perfect opportunity to say to Howard Dean, you've said you support the troops and you think that, withdrawing is... Now, we expand on that, Mr. Dean. This curly-haired jackass sits there with his puffy face. Who do you think will win American Idol? Why are you so short and stupid, Howard? What'd you think, Howard? Did Jessica Simpson use a butt double on the Dukes of Hazzard movie? Huh? Why do you want to kill tiny embryos there? And one last question here for you, Mr. Dean. Why do you hate Christ Jesus? God. And then Bob Schieffer can sit there on CBS tonight and have this look of wonderment on his face when his reporter says, well, you know, Bob, only about 10% of Americans really care about this nuclear option thing or this judge thing. They just don't care. And Schieffer can sit there with this dumbass look on his face. Really? They don't care? Well, that's very interesting. I wonder why they don't care. Maybe it's because my associate, Tim Russert, over there on NBC asked questions like, do you really hate Republicans, Mr. Dean? Good God. from Aurora in San Francisco. In today's shameful compromise, she writes, corporations were the big winners. Why did the Democrats agree to the deal? It is not because they're afraid of the American people not voting for them in 06. They read the polls. They're aware of where the public opinion stands on the change of rules issue in the Senate, just as we know about it. Rather, it is because they also receive big contributions from corporate America. They're afraid to lose their big-time donors, plus the pressure they receive from the Bush crime family, in which blackmail should not be discounted. During today's conference by McCain and Company, I looked to see if Lieberman was there. Sure enough, there he was. May what is good in the universe help us, like the Force. Lots of love. P.S. It is possible to have outrageous indignation without bursting blood vessels. I think the caller earlier who asked about your rage was one of the lurkers in Democratic clothes. Well, I don't know. Thanks, Aurora. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
From the sky and out from your TV set, you will obey me while I lead you in the garbage that I feed you until the day that we don't need you. Don't go for help. No one will heed you. Your mind is totally controlled. It has been stuffed into my mold, and you will do as you are told until the rights to you are sold.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Now, I don't know anybody that likes ants. That's why you need to know about new Amdro Ant Block. Ant Block keeps ants out of your house, and it wipes them out where they live, outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, even the queen. Look for new Ant Block at Lowe's. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Would you like to live a longer and healthier life? Improve sexual performance and pleasure? Slow down the aging process and look younger? Of course you would. But how? Total Health Vitamins carries over 18,000 products that will improve your life today that are 100% natural and unconditionally guaranteed. Lower your blood pressure naturally. Increase sexual performance and activity. Lose weight with healthy diet supplements including Hoodia, or stay young looking with anti-aging supplements. Total Health Vitamins makes good health affordable with a warehouse of over 18,000 products at wholesale prices. Visit our website today at thvitamins.com. That's thvitamins.com. Today's special money-saving offer is BP Manager, the natural way to support healthy blood pressure. This clinically studied formula supports heart and circulatory health. Normally $29.95, we're reducing BP Manager to only $23.95, plus shipping and handling for this radio offer. Order now by calling 1-800-901-1811. That's 1-800-901-1811. Or order online at thvitamins.com. Would you like to live a longer and healthier life? Improve sexual performance and pleasure? Slow down the aging process and look younger? Of course you would. But how? Total Health Vitamins carries over 18,000 products that will improve your life today that are 100% natural and unconditionally guaranteed. Lower your blood pressure naturally. Increase sexual performance and activity. Lose weight with healthy diet supplements including Hoodia, or stay young looking with anti-aging supplements. Total Health Vitamins makes good health affordable with a warehouse of over 18,000 products at wholesale prices. Visit our website today at thvitamins.com. That's thvitamins.com. Today's special money-saving offer is BP Manager, the natural way to support healthy blood pressure. This clinically studied formula supports heart and circulatory health. Normally $29.95, we're reducing BP Manager to only $23.95, plus shipping and handling for this radio offer. Order now by calling 1-800-901-1811. That's 1-800-901-1811. Or order online at thvitamins.com.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night,
the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
I glance at the headlines just to kind of get a flavor for what's moving. Rarely read the stories. The best way to get the news is from objective sources. And most objective sources I have are people on my staff who tell me what's happening in the world.
10 before the hour. All right, before we lose our listeners on WLIB, I just got three of them here. This is Bush welcoming the UNICAL public relations guy who is now head of Afghanistan. That would be Hamid Karzai to the White House today. This is from Bush's opening remarks about how peachy everything is in Afghanistan. I guess Bush doesn't read the front page of New York Times. Is that what you're trying to tell me with that little soundbite there, Kathy? Here's too stupid to be president.
Today, it's important for the Afghan people to understand that we have a strategic vision about our relationship with Afghanistan. I signed a strategic partnership with the president. It's a partnership that we've been working on for quite a while. It's a partnership that establishes regular high-level exchanges on political security and economic issues of mutual interests. Democracy's flourishing.
Yeah, so are the poppies, you half-wit. Democracy is flourishing. Somebody ought... nobody would read him the Times story about murder in Afghanistan perpetrated by our boys, huh? Reporter has a question. When the crack White House press corps says, Mr. President, will you give the Karzai government custody of Afghan citizens detained by the United States? And are you willing to give Afghanistan more say in U.S. military matters in their country? Did you discuss the prisoner abuse at Bagram?
Afghan military is making great progress. It hadn't been all that long ago that we started a training mission. Now there's over 25,000 troops who are trained and ready to fight, and they take a fight to these thugs that are coming across the border to create havoc. Our mission in Afghanistan and Iraq is the same. I mean, we want these new democracies to be able to defend themselves. And so the other aspect of the question?
What about the prisoners?
Oh, the prisoners, yeah. Our policy, as you know, has been to work our way through those who are being held in Guantanamo and send them back to the host countries, and we will do so over time with the Afghan government. Part of the issue is to make sure there's a place where the prisoners can be held. As I explained to the president, that our policy is one where we want the people to be sent home, but two, we've got to make sure the facilities are there. Facilities where these people can be housed and fed and guarded.
And beaten and murdered. Wait, the question, you evasive idiot, was not about Guantanamo. It was about Bagram in Afghanistan. What's he say? There's over 25,000 troops who are trained and ready to fight, and they take the fight to these thugs who are coming across the border to create havoc? They're always coming across the border, aren't they, George? Huh? They're always coming from Syria or one of them other countries. Who's coming across the border in Afghanistan, you twit? Oh, my God. On the economic problems in Afghanistan, Bush starts talking about melons. Afghan reporter says, Besides security and military assistance, Afghanistan needs more economic assistance. How can the United States assist more in building the economic infrastructure in Afghanistan?
Another way we can help is to diversify the agricultural sector, which leads to a subject that we spent some time on, and that is opium and poppies. As you know, there's too much poppy cultivation in Afghanistan.
A little's okay.
And, I made it very clear to the president that this is that we have got to work together to eradicate poppy crop. And the president, not only in this meeting but in other meetings, has been very forthcoming about the desire to eradicate poppy. And as a matter of fact, according to United Nations report, there is less poppy today than the previous year.
Exactly.
The president can give you some statistics on that if you're interested. One of the interesting issues, however, besides poppy crop eradication, is for crop substitution. And President Karzai was talking about how the quality of the pomegranate that used to be grown in Afghanistan. Evidently, it's quite famous for, the country is quite famous for growing pomegranates.
Yes, yes.
Or honeydew melons.
Jesus, God. Oh, my God. Yeah, George. And you know, his father is referred to as Poppy, and he keeps talking about he wants to eradicate Poppy. I want to eradicate Poppy. Now, here is a multi-billion-dollar industry. Opium, heroin, poppy crop. The CIA trades in this substance regularly. Rush Limbaugh smokes it as often as he can get his filthy hands on it. This is a major... Afghanistan has become a narco state. It's the only industry they have, with the exception of U.S. military bases that are being built. And Bush is talking about replacing a multi-billion-dollar business that fuels the heroin usage in Europe, in Africa, in Central America, South America, and the United States. You're going to replace it with what? Oh, honeydew melons. And pomegranates. Jesus, God in heaven. Can you see somebody walking down the street in New York or London or Nairobi or someplace going, "Psst, hey, come here, man, I got some great honeydew melon, you know, what? Yeah, honeydew, come here, psst, come here. You want some pomegranate? Look at this, man. Look at this. Ah, how about them seeds? You like that? Shoo, man, damn. Man, it's all female plants, too. Check it out, check it out. Hey, psst, psst. Hey, check it out. I got pomegranates. I got honeydew. If you're good to me, man, I might have some peaches. You know what I'm saying? Whew. Damn, you gotta try this, man. Pomegranate. You want some pomegranate? How about a honeydew? I've got a watermelon over here, too. And cantaloupe. And corn on the cob. Man, I'm loaded, Jack. Loaded. Loaded, Jack. Come on. Buy some. Psst. Hey, come here. Look at this pomegranate. Check this out. I got an orange over here. You want a banana?
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
1.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. A bipartisan group of 14 U.S. senators reached an agreement late Monday to avoid a shutdown over President Bush's stalled judicial nominees. Under the deal, the senators agree to vote for a cloture to end any filibusters on three of the nominees. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist said the compromise is good news.
I'm very pleased that each and every one of the judges identified in the announcement will receive the opportunity of that fair up or down vote.
The three involved in the deal are Priscilla Owen, whose nomination is currently being debated, William Pryor, and Janice Rogers Brown. The agreement still gives senators the right to filibuster two other nominees. In Iraq, twin car bombs in Tal Afar targeting a Shiite organization killed or wounded as many as 30 people Monday, while separate car bombs in a mosque and a restaurant in Baghdad killed 26 others and injured as many as 130 more. The attacks mirror the campaign of Sunni Arab insurgents working to disrupt the new Shiite-led Iraqi government. John Terrett has more.
Iraqi officials say Wael Rubai, head of operations at the Ministry for National Security, and his driver were killed on their way to work. Ironically, he was killed as 285 suspected insurgents were arrested in a joint American-Iraqi operation in western Baghdad. Elsewhere, car bombs exploded outside a Shia mosque in Mahmudia, and another car bomb went off outside a popular restaurant in the Shia-dominated Talibayia area of the capital. Authorities in Baghdad say in total, car and suicide bombings have killed at least 16 people and injured more than 100 in the past 24 hours alone. John Terrett reporting.
Afghan leader Hamid Karzai met with President Bush at the White House Monday. The two leaders signed a strategic deal for Afghanistan's future, but Bush rejected Karzai's call for more control over American forces in his country. The talks also focused on the alleged abuse of detainees at Bagram Air Base and U.S. criticism of Karzai for failing to adequately tackle poppy growing. The FAA has revoked the license of pilot Jim Schaefer, whose Cessna 150 wandered into restricted airspace in Washington nearly 2 weeks ago. That prompted security personnel to evacuate thousands from the Capitol and other federal buildings. Though his student was at the plane's controls at the time, the agency determined that Schaefer was ultimately responsible. A stroke can happen at any time to anyone, but new research by the Centers for Disease Control shows African Americans have an increased risk of having a stroke and dying from one. In the findings, researchers found African Americans suffered 3,400 more stroke-related deaths than whites. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Welcome to What's on My Mind. First question. One in three chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a one in three chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About one in three travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Game. Get off the couch and into the action.
protection.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Next time on the Al Franken Show, it's a long-awaited showdown between those phony blowhards in Washington and America's last honest man. Yours truly, Al Franken. Join us as I confront House Democrats on the issue of media bias and insist they explain why their Republican colleagues are so shameless. We'll have the sound, the fury, and all the fireworks live, history in the remaking, next time on Franken.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. This is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy. Thanks for joining us. If you are just joining us, I want to spend just a couple of very quick minutes here, and then we're coming back to your phone on this Pat Tillman story. His family now is lashing out against the Army. The family of Pat Tillman is saying the military's investigations into Tillman's murder in Afghanistan last year were a sham, and that Army efforts to cover up the truth have made it harder for them, the family, to deal with the loss of their son. The story, you know, Tillman was, this is in the Post, a popular player for the Arizona Cardinals. He gave up stardom in the National Football League after the terrorist attacks. He joined the Army Rangers with his brother. After touring Iraq, their unit was sent to Afghanistan in spring 2004, where they were to hunt for the Taliban on Osama bin Laden. Shortly after arriving in the mountains to fight, Tillman was killed in a barrage of gunfire from his own men, mistaken for the enemy as he got into position to defend them. Immediately, the Army kept the soldiers on the ground quiet and told Tillman's family and the public that he was killed by enemy fire while storming a hill, barking orders to his fellow Rangers. After a public memorial service at which Tillman received the Silver Star, the Army told Tillman's family what had really happened, that he'd been killed by his own men. Now, this is just like the Jessica Lynch story. These sons of bitches. I mean, this is so vile. This is so foul. Isn't this, I mean, it's one thing to have them carve up the Constitution of the United States. Do you understand how long, since 2004, that's all we've talked about, is the lies and deceptions and fraud and criminal activity of this entire Bush crime family It's flag rank officers who are corrupted now by the same sickness. The soldiers who are committing murder and torture. It's horrifying. It's just horrifying. Tillman's parents, who are divorced, spoke about their ordeal with the Army to the Washington Post with simmering frustration and anger. They point out that a series of military investigations have offered differing accounts of Tillman's death. The most recent report clearly showed that the family had been kept in the dark about details of his death. The latest investigation, written about by the Post earlier this month, showed that soldiers in Afghanistan knew almost immediately that they had killed Tillman by mistake in what they believed was a firefight with enemies. The investigation also revealed that those soldiers burned Tillman's uniform and body armor. They were part of it. They were covered up. The theater commander then, Army General John Abizaid, who I believe, where's he now? Is he in Iraq? Insisted that the reporters be told that Tillman was not, you know, that he was killed in enemy fire. He knew, Abizaid knew Tillman had been killed by his own men. Tillman's father, who is a lawyer, said he is furious about what he found in the volumes of witness statements and investigative documents the Army has given to the family. He called it a botched homicide investigation. He blames high-ranking Army officers for presenting outright lies to the family and to the public. Patrick Tillman Sr. said, after it happened, all the people in positions of authority went out of their way to script this. They purposely interfered with the investigation. They covered it up. I think they thought they could control it, and they realized that their recruiting efforts were going to go to hell in a handbasket if the truth about his death got out. They blew up their own poster boy. And, of course, the Army. General Vincent Brooks, an Army spokesman, said the Army acts with compassion and heartfelt commitment when informing grieving families, often a painful duty. Brooks said, in the case of the death of Corporal Patrick Tillman, the Army made mistakes in reporting the circumstances of his death to the family. For these, we apologize. We cannot undo those early mistakes. Isn't that just vile? What happened to honor? What happened to honor in the military? What happened to truth? What happened to a brigadier general? What is that, one star standing there telling a bald-faced lie? In the case of Corporal Patrick Tillman, the Army made mistakes in reporting. No, you didn't, you bastard. You lied through your teeth, and you know you did. You lied through your teeth, General. And then this. This in the Post. That their son was famous opened up the situation to problems, the Tillman say, in part because of the devastating public relations loss his death represented for the military. Mary Tillman, that's his mom, says the government used her son for weeks after his death, perpetuating an untrue story to capitalize on his altruism, just as the Abu Ghraib prison scandal was erupting publicly. She said she was particularly offended when President Bush offered a taped moral message to Tillman at a Cardinals football game shortly before the presidential election last fall. Mrs. Tillman felt as though her son was being used, something he never would have wanted. Mary Tillman said, quote, every day is sort of emotional. It just keeps slapping me in the face to find that he was killed in this debacle. Everything that could have gone wrong did. It's so much harder to take. We should not have been subjected to all this. This lie was to cover their image. I think there's a lot more yet that we don't know, or they wouldn't still be covering their tails. If this is what happens when someone high profile dies, Mary Tillman said, I can only imagine what happens with everybody else. End quote. Jesus. Mike in South Carolina said that, you know, they use Pat Tillman the same way they use Jessica Lynch. And then very quickly here, Mike writes, why is there a shortfall in the military recruitment quotas? If the Republicans really believed in Bush's war in Iraq that they voted for, they would have their children volunteer for military service, and there would be no shortfall in meeting recruitment goals, but they don't, because they're cowards and they expect the children of the disadvantaged to do the dirty work for them. I think, Mike writes, the controversy over support for the men and women serving in the military can be summed up as follows. The neo-fascists, calling themselves neoconservatives, don't care now, nor have they ever cared about the real people serving in the military. They don't support the troops. They simply favor militarism and the use of armed forces to further their corporate Pax Americana agenda and hegemony. As far as I know, Mike writes, neither Bush nor Cheney nor Rumsfeld have yet attended a single funeral for any of the over 1,600 fallen American soldiers. And while the soldiers are dying in battle, the efforts of the neocons to cut combat pay and dependent and veterans benefits belies their flag-waving rhetoric in support of the troops and shows their true colors not red, white, and blue, but instead green, the color of money. On the other hand, the liberals and progressives actually care about the people, the humanity on both sides of the conflict, and all of the families that have been destroyed by the senseless death, injury, and destruction being wrought by mad cowboy disease. Yeah, this is something that, this stain that Bush has brought to this country, where it concerns Iraq, is something that it's going to take, what, centuries to dissolve, if ever? Okay, Joel is calling from Sacramento. Joel, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm just calling because, there's been a lot of sentiment toward the Democratic Party as failing the true progressives in America. And certainly I think tonight's compromise fits into that category. And, I'm thinking about, I'm in my mid-30s, but I'm a student. I went back to school, and I just got my bachelor's, and I have a long way to go. But I study history and political science and international affairs. And, I want to send Howard Dean an open letter.
Okay, hold on a second, Joel. Let's come right back and pick it up about Howard Dean, an open letter. All right, I got to take a break here. I'll be right back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Molloy. Stay with us.
The symptoms of Mad Cowboy, clean the travesties, a violence to justify, mama when you please. Mad Cowboy can be fatal, can make you paranoid, can make you mad and justly, a person to avoid. You rave against the terrorists, then murder like they do. You can claim the peaceniks, terrorizing you. Your old friends and allies, you see as enemies. Spidey's weak and dangerous, Mad Cowboy disease, Mad Cowboy disease, Mad Cowboy disease.
This is the Mike Molloy Show on Air America Radio.
How we measure things really matters. Suppose the thermometer in your oven was broken.
Oh no, the cake burned.
What if every yardstick had a different measure for an inch?
Hey, these two walls aren't even.
How about if your tire gauge just didn't work right?
Watch out!
How we measure things really does matter. That's what's so troubling about the federal government's No Child Left Behind law. The way the law measures our students and schools just doesn't work. Many schools are incorrectly labeled failures when they're actually making real academic progress. We're the American Federation of Teachers, and we believe it's time to fix the No Child Left Behind law. For more information, log on to our website at www.aft.org. No Child Left Behind. Let's get it right. A message from the American Federation of Teachers.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6066, 800-957-6066, 800-957-6066. Not available in all states.
Do you know the secrets to eliminating bad breath? Well, now you can learn with a free copy of the Bad Breath Bible by Dr. Harold Katz, a leading expert in oral health. The Bad Breath Bible is the number one reference on bad breath. Find out how to get your free copy today while supplies last at 1-800-590-9870. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, the Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. And if you call right now, you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath, a clinically proven remedy that will completely eliminate bad breath. There's a limited number of copies of the Bad Breath Bible available, so request yours today and learn the secrets to eliminating bad breath. You have nothing to lose but the bad breath. Plus, call right now and you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath. Dial 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. I love the way you walk. And I love the way you talk. When you walk that walk. And you talk that talk.
Border to border and coast to coast, The Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
Boom, 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 boom.
21 past the hour. Back to Joel, who's called in from Sacramento. Now, you're about to talk about Dean?
Yeah. You know, I wanted to talk about, you know, this open letter that I want to write to Dean. And, you know, because I have a real concern for the direction of the Democratic Party. I've been a Democrat my whole life. I'm very loyal to the party, and it's a very difficult thing for me to even consider breaking away because I'm so, you know, indoctrinated into that two-party system, and I'm definitely not a Republican.
Right.
You know, I have a real concern. You know, back in 2000, Ralph Nader used to say that there is no difference between the Democrats and the Republicans, and I said, well, that's ridiculous. You know, of course there is. But now, you know, when you get 14 Democrats signing a bankruptcy bill, and, you know, you've got these Democrats, you know, now, you know, compromising on the nuclear option, the filibuster.
Right.
And you have, you know, Hillary Clinton standing next to Senator McCain and saying, you know, we need more permanent bases in Afghanistan. And, you know, Dianne Feinstein's husband is a war profiteer. That just does not, to me, sound like, you know, the Democratic Party is representing Democratic ideals.
Well, they're not. They're not. Except there's one caveat I would offer here for you, Joel. Democratic Party ideals have become the same as Republican, and Republican have become a Christo-fascist. Now, what you're referring to, I think, is what I refer to. We're talking about Democratic Party ideals when the Democratic Party really spoke for the working man and woman. The Democratic Party had a lot of problems here in the South. There are a lot of Democrats in the South who used the filibuster to stop the forward movement of human rights, especially for Americans who happen to have darker skin than these crackers down here. So I think you're talking about the Democratic Party of Franklin Roosevelt, and I swear to you, that party is dead, and the corpse is rotting, and it's time to move on. That party will never, ever, ever be resurrected. It's just not going to happen.
Right, and that's kind of the point I want to make to Howard Dean, is that if you want to support neo-Republicans who call themselves Democrats, that's fine, but you're going to have a lot of progressives bail on you, and you're not going to have any real reform within the Democratic Party, and the Republicans are just going to get their way, like they pretty much have, you know, I think the Republicans, the, you know, neocons, they pretty much, you know, have a lock on our country for the next 25 years.
Right. Joe, let me just say this, because I want to move on here. I don't want to be impolite. Write this letter, send it to Dean, and if you get anything other than a form letter back from the Democratic National Committee, for God's sake, call me and tell us over the air what you got, okay?
Yeah, I know.
All right, Joel, thanks. I appreciate you. Joel already knows. Joel already knows what he's going to get back. Jacob is calling from New Hampshire. Jacob, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Now, wait a minute. You guys got to stop saying that, okay? I take your call. Thank you for calling, but we don't have any big mysterious selection process here. We just kind of, we try to take people as they call in. And the reason I get weird about that is because that's usually what right-wingers say, and I hear it on when I used to listen to Limbaugh and the rest of these thugs. So please, 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 you know, thank you for calling. Just go right to it, okay, Jacob?
Okay.
All right.
It's interesting that you bring that up, because we talked about 10 days ago when I about the David Ray Griffin book.
Right.
And, you know, one thing I've been trying to do is get through to, you know, trying to kind of spread the word a little about that book and you know, what's in it. And it's really hard to get through to those people. You know, I'm not the type of person that would lie, you know, to the screener, you know, and for some reason I often get, you know, I often get hung up on and, you know, while I'm waiting, so supposedly, and so you're right. You don't do that, but one thing I've been thinking about is, you know, it seems like the entire administration is so corrupt that, you know, even if things had gone as well as possible with these judges, all that would have, you know, say we had gotten all 10, you know, off or whatever, you know, and it seems like Bush would have just put up, you know, as many, you know, clones of them as necessary to, you know, get the type of people he wanted through anyway.
Yeah, and you know, the sad irony here, Jacob, is that Bush probably wouldn't care if Donald Duck were on the federal judiciary, or if Goofy were the Disney character sat on the Supreme Court. He doesn't know. He has no idea. I don't think George W. Bush really understands what the function of the Supreme Court justices, or a federal appellate judge, or a federal judge. What he does, so these are not his nominees. This is what Karl Rove whispers into his ear. You know, George, nominate this one, and nominate that one, and nominate that. And George, and Bush can sit. Now, he may know about the one that was a Texas Supreme Court judge when he was governor, although I doubt that. So it's, you know, Bush is a dithering moron. He's just a gibbering freak. And it's the religious right in this country that is hell-bound to destroy this country. They're the ones and turn it into a Protestant Christian theocracy. They're the ones that we have to watch out for. Jacob, I have to leave it there. I appreciate you checking in, but I got a break here. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Get the right amount. Don't just underestimate me.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn 2 or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about 1 in 3 people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-877-3-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think NEXIUM, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if NEXIUM is right for you.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. 2 weeks ago, a leaked British government memo confirmed our worst suspicions about the Bush administration's pretext for war in Iraq. The lack of press coverage on the memo confirms our worst fears about the American media. If you missed it, the memo contains minutes from a meeting with Tony Blair saying that by July 2002, the Bush administration had already decided to attack Iraq. The memo also says that the intelligence about WMDs was being fixed. And the reaction to this scandal outside the progressive press? Ho-hum, la-di-da, whatever. The mainstream American press has barely even noted the story. This trumped-up war has cost 1,600 American lives. But that doesn't mean it should detract from even bigger stories, like the runaway bride. For more on the memo, check out MotherJones.com and read the Mother Jones blog. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
The Majority Report.
The Republican Party, the bar has been so lowered as to be actually removed and buried beneath the Earth's crust. Everything is okay for Republicans. Ethics repeal, no problem. Nuclear proliferation, no problem. Gay affairs inside the White House, no problem, whilst simultaneously gay bashing. Everything is fair for the Republicans because they believe in nothing except power.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Before the hour, Greg sent me an email regarding the Frist Press the Meat interview. Not Frist, Howard Dean. God, I'm tired tonight. What did I say? Press the Meat? Meet the Press. Greg writes in, when asked if it was inappropriate to hate Republicans when he's a doctor, Glenn's referring to that little soundbite, he says, Frisk is a doctor also, but I'll be damned if he wants to give anyone affordable health care, unlike Dean. In my opinion, Dean's statement was very appropriate, Mike. I thought every answer that Dean gave was appropriate to the swill that Tim Russert was asking him to respond to. I just once would like to see a politician, and Howard is a politician. He's got to even be more of one now, I guess. But just one time, I'd like to see somebody who claims to want to cut through the BS and the lies and the deceptions and really get to issues that concern the American public. I'd like to see that person just once, when they're asked half-wit, asinine questions like Russert was asking, to just stop, you know, just stop. Just say, you know, something to the effect, Tim, you know, that really is kind of a lame or inane question. I realize this is your program, and you can pull the plug here any second if you like, but, you know, why don't you ask me something of substance? Now, that's asking a lot of Howard Dean or anybody. But I remember back when I had Democratic politicians on this program, not on this network, because I just decided I'm not ever under, unless it's an extremely important situation, ever put a politician on. I don't care if it's Democrat or Republican. I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, not going to do it. Because, now, if it's a third party, maybe, a third party candidate for some office or office holder, but they lie. And if they don't lie, they avoid, especially Democrats. Democrats will avoid directly answering answering a question, because then whatever the answer can be held against them by these thuggish, brown-shirted Republicans. So, you know, the Democrats have their rationale for not wanting to answer questions, which I think is hog snot. If you're going to say you're a Democrat, then you got to stand for something. You got to stand for American values. You got to be pro-family. You got to be pro-working man and woman. You got to be pro-education. You have to be pro-peace. You have to be pro-tiny, tiny military. We don't need a big military, unless we are hell-bent on dominating places where we shouldn't dominate. And the reason we don't need a big military is because we have big nuclear weapons. And in a beautiful world, of course, there would be no nuclear weapons. Nobody would have them. The 10 countries that do have them would just, you know, do what? Build a giant spaceship and shoot them off into the infinite. But that's not where we live, you know. So I don't put politicians on. I don't like them. Because they don't tell the truth. And because they don't answer a question. And because what you mostly get from them is just tired, worn out, holes in the souls rhetoric. Jesus. Remember, Kathy, IE America, we had, who all do we have on here? Oh, we had a whole list of them, didn't we? All Democrats. And I just couldn't stand it, and I decided no. And Terry McAuliffe, I thought, was just an absolute son of a bitch. And Kathy and I met him a couple of times in D.C., in person, yada, yada. And just every time I shook his hand, I wanted to make sure my wedding ring was still on. Not my wedding ring, my other ring. This witch ring that I wear. I wear a witch ring. Did you all know that? Let me tell you, I wear a ring on my right hand that was put together by a Wiccan named Tinker. Anyway, so Howard Dean sitting there and allowing himself to be disrespected as a man and as the head of the Democratic National Committee by this punk-ass Tim Russert.
Well, do you really hate Republicans? Do you, Mr. Dean? Do you really hate... You know, here's what you said. Do you really hate him? You know, and Dean forced to sit there, and insofar as he handled himself with class, I thought he did. I thought Dean answered these pissant questions with as much class as you can muster when you have a moron sitting across from you asking questions like that. So, Greg, no offense to Howard Dean. I don't have any axe to grind with Howard Dean. You know, I'm not interested in Howard Dean. I'm just not. I'm sorry, folks. I'm not interested in any politician or anyone who heads a political party who doesn't agree with me on this issue. Get our troops out of Iraq! Now! That's number one. Get them out now. Why? Because they were sent there on a lie, damn it! And until Howard Dean says that, he has as much effect on my life as Harry the Undertaker. You know, I couldn't care less about Howard Dean. I couldn't care less about his counterpart over the RNC, Ed Melman, or whatever his name is. You know, I don't care about these people. I don't care about them. I don't care about any Democrat. I don't care who it is. Ted Kennedy, Barbara Boxer, unless their position is crystal clear. Get the troops out of Iraq now. Stop the slaughter and the murder of innocent people now. And when you leave, make Halliburton stay there and clean up every single bit of depleted uranium that is polluting and murdering in that country. No! I want nothing to do with any of these bastards. That's how clear I am on this. So you folks got to stop writing me emails talking to me about, well, you got to stick with the Democrats. No, I don't. And I won't. And I'm gone. Because the Democrat Party leadership is just as murderous as the Republican Party leadership. Do you not understand that? Now, if you can deal with it, go ahead. But leave my ass alone. I made my position clear. I don't want anybody sending me. I will delete your email and I will block you from sending any more emails to me. I am serious as a heart attack on this one, folks. Until somebody in this corrupt Democratic Party other than Dennis Kucinich stands up and says, get the troops out now! I don't care what they say about any other issue. I don't care. That's what it's come down to for me. I'm just like a right-wing Republican where it concerns abortion. That's the way I feel about this murderous, destructive, butchering war and all of its tangential issues that have come about, whether it's Abu Ghraib or Guantanamo or Bagram or murder or torture. I don't care. I don't care what the tangential issues are. Get the troops out of Iraq. These sons of bitches are destroying our country. Bush and his crime family. And the essence, the heart and soul of that destruction is this filthy, murderous war. So, no offense intended to you Dean supporters or anybody else, you know. I just, I've made this so clear. I'm out of the Democratic Party. I am so gone. It's disgusting. I'm so tired of reading emails that say, well, Mike, you know, we just got to put things together for 2006. Yeah, okay. And we had to put them together for 2004. And we had to put them together for 2000. Yeah. Get rid of the voting machines. Then come talk to me. Find me a Democrat who, Hillary Clinton? She sounds just like Newt Gingrich, who sounds just like George Bush, who sounds just like Dick Cheney. Are you serious? You Democrats, are you serious? Are you serious? You want to continue this murder and mayhem and destruction? You want to continue in your name? Really in your name, with Democrats, blowing children to pieces? You want to continue with a military presence in a country that was no more of a threat to us than Iceland? You're going to support that? Okay, I'm not trying to come at you from an arrogant point of view because I supported that, see? I remember during the attack on Serbia with the use of depleted uranium, the attack on Yugoslavia using NATO for something it was never designed to do, and I made my little stand against the Clinton administration at the same time trying to defend Clinton against the attack by these rabid sons of bitches who were trying to bring him down because he lied about his girlfriend. And it was a pretty weird situation to be in. But I have watched Democrat and Republican administration utterly destroy entire civilizations and people and salt the earth with depleted uranium. So all I'm asking you, and I'm not asking, I'm demanding, you stop sending me emails about supporting Democrats until there's a Democrat ready to step into a national leading position who is against this war. You understand me? Thank you.
Be my man. Are you strong enough to be my man?
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
You love your garden. You love the fresh produce, the money you save, and the pride that comes from working the soil. But it's never been an easy chore. Until now, I'd like to send you a free information kit that shows how easy gardening can be with a Matus Tiller Cultivator. It's so light and easy to use, you can cultivate an entire average-sized garden in only 20 minutes without breaking a sweat. And at only 20 pounds, anyone can handle it. But in spite of its light weight, it'll cut through sod and even the toughest, rockiest soil with ease. The Matus is so easy to handle, even in tight places. Even in hard soil, it'll dig down 10 inches deep. It's so much fun to use, you'll want to plant a second garden. But the Matus does more. With optional attachments, you can aerate and dethatch your lawn, edge around walks and driveways, even trim hedges.
Call 1-800-211-8001 now for our complete information kit and a free video showing how easy it is to use the Matus Tiller Cultivator. Put the fun back in gardening. Call now, 1-800-211-8001. That's 1-800-211-8001.
Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call AmeriMerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. And there are no fees or closing costs. AmeriMerchant provides millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses of all kinds. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of at least $5,000 a month, you may qualify. Call now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. We approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call us right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix. Interactive technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to Zavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
We were young together, we were on the ball. We did not believe in the writing on the wall. We did our best work in the dark, we did our thinking on the run. We would hang together, or they'd hang us one by one.
It's about 9 before the hour, thanks to our New York crew tonight. Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, Justin Yuen, and David Fizikas, the four horsemen of the apocalypse up there running the program. Thank you, guys. Also, our out-of-town crew, Chris, Ben, Mark, and Jim. And the executive producer of this program that ties all the pieces together, Catherine Bay. Jerry's calling from Long Island. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. What a night. I mean, I'm glad you're standing up and saying what you're saying about the Democrats, because it's about time somebody did on, you know, I mean, this station cannot simply be about being cheerleaders for the Democrats, and they need a little constructive criticism like you're giving them. They do have to stand for something other than just getting elected, and there's no reason, or getting reelected, well, there's no reason for progressives like myself and other people to vote for them.
That's absolutely
true.
That's
something they have to realize. And, you know, now the Democrats in the Senate have given in and have confirmed all of Bush's nominees so far, except only 3 or 4 judges. And this is supposed to be a good deal for Democrats? Well, what kind of good deal is this for Democrats? I mean, just look at what the White House calls this positive. Bill Frist says he's very pleased. I mean, I cannot express my outrage, and I cannot express how bad I think this whole filibuster compromise deal is. And look who helped engineer this. These Republican-like Democrats like Joseph Lieberman of Connecticut and Ken Salazar of Colorado and a few others. They were all involved in this deal. And to me, it just is another illustration of how the Democrats have lost their spine, lost their guts, and have lost other parts of their anatomy, and they seem to stand for nothing other than running for office as political eunuchs.
You know, that's what the major thing I don't understand. I think the seminal issue right now is the fact that we have a president of the United States who took this country into a war based on lies.
Exactly, yes.
And, I mean, Jesus Christ, is there anything more horrible than that? I don't know. Is there? Is there?
Well, that's the line here. I mean, Bill Clinton was hounded by the media. And, you know, everyone says, well, it's corporate media. Well, we have the same corporate media under Bill Clinton, and
sure.
Look at it. The media hounded him. Oh, he lied about a sexual affair. This is a matter of life and death, And this president gets away with luring us into a war, like you say. And then, and now we have these terrible judges. I mean, some people don't know how bad these judges are. I mean, like William Pryor, for example. Not that much has been discussed about him. We all know that this Rogers Brown woman, this Janice Rogers Brown, is anti-New Deal. We know that Priscilla Owen is.
She's an Enron judge.
Yeah, right. She's so unethical. She takes money from these corporations and then rules in their favor when any other judge would have recused themselves. We know how bad she is.
Even Gonzalez, even this torture man Gonzalez, when he was on the Supreme Court with her, he questions what she was doing. He said that she's making stuff up from the bench. Even he saw it.
Exactly. And then we have William Pryor. You remember Chief Justice Roy Moore?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. He's the one in the Ten Commandments case. And, you know, in Alabama, Mr. Pryor initially defended Chief Justice Roy Moore of the State Supreme Court of Alabama against a lawsuit that challenged the constitutionality of erecting a monument to the Ten Commandments in the courthouse.
Right.
This was a monument put up by Justice Moore. This is even described in an article on this whole subject by Neil A. Lewis in the May 10th New York Times. And, of course, Mr. Pryor, as this article in New York Times points out, he initially defended this Justice Roy Moore.
Sure.
And basically what this all means to me is that this William Pryor basically does not believe in the separation of church and state.
No, and that's why, you know, I've seen a couple of things floating around the web tonight that...
Wait a second,
Jerry. I've seen a couple of things floating around the web. Dobson thinks that this is a bad deal. And I don't know what the hell Dobson wants.
Yeah,
well, yes, I do. He wants a theocracy. That's what he wants.
Dobson hates gays, and so apparently does Justice William Pryor. I mean, William Pryor has about the same.
Jerry? Now we lost Jerry. All right, that's the second time tonight. Jerry, I don't know what happened, man. I'm sorry. It's not us. Sorry. Adam, very quickly. Adam is calling from, where are you calling from, Adam? Seattle.
From Seattle.
Now Adam's gone. What the hell's going on? All right, no more calls. I don't know what's going on here, but we're losing phone calls one after another, so that's it. It was the Gonzalez comment. All right, to everybody that we just lost, I'm sorry. I apologize, and there's no time to take any more calls either. I do not know what happened there, those last two phone calls and one earlier tonight. You know, I said earlier tonight, I'm going to have to think about what happened in this compromise. And, you know, I'll listen to Randy Rhodes tomorrow because she'll have 22 hours to digest this, you know, and we're shooting from the hip here tonight. But in the 3 hours we've been on the air, I've kind of made up my mind from listening to you folks and from, you know, reading stuff through the web here and some of your emails and just the conversation. The Democrats got had again today, and they went along willingly. If this is a compromise, I don't know. If this is a compromise, what do you call a sellout? I'm really disappointed. But whenever you depend on the Democrats here lately, you're going to be disappointed. And you know, Democrats, we keep telling ourselves, well, it'll be better next time. No, it won't. It's just going to get worse and worse. Thanks for participating tonight. I appreciate your contribution. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Charlie Picken here for Amdro. Now, I don't know anybody that likes ants. That's why you need to know about new Amdro Ant Block. Ant Block keeps ants out of your house, and it wipes them out where they live, outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, even the queen. Look for new Ant Block at Lowe's. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm in control of my allergies. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com. Use as directed.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to?